all the hackers and the crackers. To the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me do my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones. And NASDAQ leave you flat on your back. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RANs, SIP 6. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
Yeah, so it was Ruthie's first date. Okay, so Matt had to go over to the kid's house to pick him up, right? But when he gets there, the kid's not there. So Ruthie doesn't know this at home, and the whole family is, like, wondering what's... Hello, everyone, and welcome to... I'll get back to that later. I'm sorry about that. This is Binary Revolution Radio, episode 82. Today is February 8th, 2005. I am Stank Dog with you this week. Yes, I am Stank Dog, and it is episode 82. I'll explain in a moment. Let me first introduce my co-host. You've heard him before on several internet radio shows. But this is the first time co-hosting with me on Binary Revolution Radio. So everyone say hello to Doug.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on the program.
No problem. Thanks for being on. And I'll tell you how the episode ended later after we're done recording.
All right, cool.
All right. So anyway, I am back on the show this week. I know the last time you heard from me, I said I wouldn't be back on the show. But, you know, things happen, so... I am back on this week, like it or leave it. Click, there was a sound of a bunch of people turning out.
Hitting stop.
Exactly. apologies. We actually, the people in the forums and some of our regular listeners know that we just went through a very big server move the last couple of weeks. Specifically last weekend, starting on Friday, and lasting for pretty much 5 to 7 days. Straight of me pretty much not sleeping and spending every waking moment transferring all of our sites over to a new server, and kind of caused some problems with the radio server, the radio stream, the show. Everything got caught up, so my apologies for missing last week's show. There is an episode 81, but keeping with that RFA tradition, we're going to call that the lost episode, and we'll bring that to you sometime later. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And actually, coincidentally, not only did we screw the show up last week with the whole server move, which, by the way, was the first time. I really feel kind of bad. That's our first missed show in almost 2 years, so that kind of feel bad. But totally coincidental of that, Voodoo Hal actually just recently, a couple of days ago, got caught up with work. And is not going to be able to do the show after all, unfortunately. So I know a lot of listeners were looking forward to Voodoo Hal hosting the show for a couple episodes, but I'm afraid that's not going to be able to happen after all. Real life, you know, kind of grabs you sometimes by the cojones and won't let go. So he is not going to be able to get away. You're going to have to suffer through me, it looks like, at least for this episode, and then we'll see what happens after that.
You know, all the members of DDP are real busy.
Man, we
except
are...
Except for one of them, that ends with a 225, maybe. But
Actually, Lucky just got back from ShmooCon, so Lucky's been busy at least for the weekend. Beyond that, yeah. that's debatable, I guess. But actually, you know, even though, you know, real life has happened and people are tied up and stuff, we actually have some good news here in the housekeeping section to... remind everybody that our very own Sub-Zero, DDP member Sub-Zero, and DJ Mollusk, both of them, the guys from Geek Love Radio, they're going to be on, what do they call it now, Tech TV, G4?
G4 Tech TV.
G4 Tech TV, okay, whatever they call that channel now, which I don't get. Remind everybody, we mentioned it before, but on February 14th, they're doing a Valentine's Day special for G4 Tech TV. I forgot, is it screensavers they're going to be on?
Yeah, it'll be on the screensavers, the new screensavers, whoever the hell they are now, I don't...
Yeah, that's... Sometimes I'm glad I don't get the channel from listening to other people talk about how bad it's gotten.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to catch that one on a recording online somewhere. Not that I approve of copyright, whatever. I'll catch it somewhere, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, housekeeping, I guess, unless you had something to bring up this early, we should probably go into the email about this time.
Yeah, let's get into the email.
All right, and let's do the email theme music. Okay, now, actually, before I read a specific email, I just wanted to mention something that I found interesting. I'm really surprised. Like, it's really weird. I don't know exactly how to explain it or come up with a logical reason for it, but I've been published in 2600 Magazine quite a few times. Too many, I don't even... Whatever, it's not about how many, but my point is that I write these articles, and most of them have been technical in nature. There was two that I can think of that were not, that were borderline. One of them is in the current issue. It's called Hacking the Lottery, which, first of all, was a joke in the title anyway, Hacking the Lottery, but it's nothing to do with hacking. It's kind of a jab at all those hacking the blank articles that people write. So it was in and of itself, it was kind of a joke. But anyway, the funny thing is that I'm shocked that my technical articles, I get very little feedback, only two or three emails back from those. But the two articles that I've ever written that have gotten the most feedback, and not only the most feedback, but the most mentions on other sites and people linking to them, was A, my article on Elite Speak, which is not really all that technical, a little bit, but not much. And this current article on hacking the lottery. And basically, it is not about hacking from a technical standpoint. It basically explains how the lottery works and how not to get fooled into it, thinking that you can somehow hack the lottery or trick the lottery or make it somehow better for you. It's a gimmick. It's a complete gimmick. And the amazing thing is that I'm still getting responses from this article. And I don't understand why. I write a technical article, and I don't hear anything about it. But then the stuff that is non-technical, I get tons of feedback on. And then people bash 2600 for not having technical articles and and me for not writing enough technical. It's just that those are the ones somehow that... is there any logical reason that I'm missing here?
I really don't know. It's
weird. I really don't... I mean, it's cool, I guess, in a way, but I'm making a pledge that from now on I'm only sending tech stuff to 2600. Anything non-tech, I'll just put it up on Doc Droppers or send it to Blacklisted or something. I don't know. I'll send it somewhere else. All right, let's do some real email. Because of our little layover, I got quite a few emails. First of all, I should apologize. I might have lost some emails in that transition as well. Because of the way DNS works and how it has to propagate down to everybody's localized DNS servers, global DNS servers, etc., there's, what, 13, I think? 13 of them? 11? 13, I think that's right. 13 or 11? No, I think it's 13. So because of the time that it takes for that to happen regionally, some people were sending email that probably went to our old box while I was already looking on the new box. So there might have been a couple emails that I did not get. I know one person forwarded an email saying that they had sent and they didn't get a reply, so I know at least one was lost. So anybody that sent me anything during, well, basically last weekend, I might not have got it. So I'll go through a bunch of the emails that I got tonight, and frankly, this may be I don't know if we've ever done an all-email show, but this might be pretty darn close. So I guess shut up running my mouth and let's jump into it. First email this week comes from a Denver 2600 group, a new group I think they're starting up, and they say, what license is BinRev Radio released under? I'm asking because I run a, oh, what are all those? PD, CC, GNU, GPL, etc. server. Even if there isn't a specific license you can name, I would like to know if I can distribute it on our up-and-coming server. Alrighty, well, we've answered this before, but we'll do it again because a lot of people still ask and haven't listened to the old episodes. Binary Revolution Radio, as well as just about almost everything that we do, is released under a Creative Commons license. Now, to see the specific license, you can look on any page on the entire site. if you look a little bit, you might find a link that says Creative Commons license that'll give you more detail. Again, this is most everything. Some sites are a little bit different. Like, for example, Doc Droppers. Because that contains work of a lot of other people, we had to choose a different license for that one because we can't... Well, just because of the nature of it. There's a few exceptions. So just look. We always put some sort of Creative Commons license, because I very much like that licensing system, on all of the projects that we do. So all you got to do is look for that Creative Commons link. But in general, here's the short version. You can take just about anything we do. You can share the radio show, burn it to CD, put it on your own radio server, make a mirror of it, pretty much anything that you want to do with it, articles, stuff you find, etc. It's pretty much the same. All that we ask is that, A, don't charge money for it. We don't make any money off of it. We don't charge money for anything. Well, the magazine. But we don't charge money for the radio show or anything like that or our sites. The magazine pays for that. So that's the way we get money back in to pay for these other things. So we're not making any money off of these other projects that we do, so we don't want someone else capitalizing on it either. I don't want to see these turn up on one of those, what do they call them, Hacking 2005. All you wanted to know about hacking, now! If I see this for sale on eBay, I'm going to get pissed.
Hacking DVD features BinRev. And
yeah, with all of the episodes of BinRev and Default and everything else all on one DVD. And they're going to sell it for like a dollar. See, my feelings would be hurt if we didn't get like $2 for it. All of our work, only $2. So don't sell it, and just don't chop our name off and claim it as your own. You know, don't turn it into your own show and here's me talking and you just change the name. Don't do anything like that. That's all we ever ask. That's it. Very simple. Stream it, copy it, use it on your websites, point to us. We want people to hear the show. That's why we make the show, so that we can get people listening to it. So... by all means, help yourself. I'm not positive about this because, like I said, my email's kind of been rough this last week or so. But I think this is the same person who emailed me, I think from a different name, about putting up magnet links for the radio show. And he posted it. Might have been the same guy that posted them in the forums. Now, I appreciate the gesture and everything, but we just switched to a new server. We just got a bunch more bandwidth, and that's really one of the reasons. We were really patched together, borrowing bandwidth, using mirrors, etc. So now we're back in a situation where we should have plenty of bandwidth to take care of that. Still, it might be something we will do in the future if we do run into a bandwidth crisis of some sort. But for now, I think we're going to stick with using our own servers and using mirrors from other people, etc., etc., etc. Because... all these magnet links and they're different peer-to-peer links, even BitTorrent, quite honestly. I'm leaning towards not using BitTorrent again for Hack TV this time. It's just, I'm not sure that I like the idea of making someone have to install a client on their system to download the show. I'd rather try to do it where they just click on it and download it with their browser. That's it. That's simple. Because some of our users, sure, they're not only are they technically proficient, they're hardcore hackers that can do all this. But at the same time, some of our listeners, I don't want to have to make them jump through hoops and stuff like that. I want it to be easy and accessible. I want to get new listeners and new people join the hacking scene. And I think you feel me on that. We're going to talk about that some later. But you know what? I'm just trying to make it easy and consistent for everyone. So maybe for Hack TV, since it's such a huge file, since it's a large file, I might work out a couple different links. Maybe I'll put magnet links, eDonkey links, whatever, in addition to a direct download. So those people who do know how to use it will help us out by, you know, using those instead of eating our bandwidth. But the users who don't have those clients or don't want those clients can still download it. But for the radio show itself, they're just so small and, you know, 10 to 15 megs each. Actually, they're all pretty close to 15. So That I think we can handle. We'll see what we do with the radio show, or I mean with the TV show. All righty. How about email number two? Are we? Yeah, we're only on number two. Wow. Boy, I don't know if we're gonna make it through this whole show. This is gonna be an all email show, dude. Seriously, we got way behind last week. This is what happens.
Email.
Yeah, email two. The useless boxer says, "Hey Stank, I've been listening to your stuff at work. Taught me a lot. A couple of shows ago, you mentioned a kid possibly failing out of school due to listening to your show. Well, I got fired. Holy cow! I got fired for watching Hack TV at work. Oh, that's not cool.
What?
That's not cool at all. Hold on. Wait a minute. That's just because I was screwing around a lot lately and listening to tons of hacker radio. Oh, great. That makes me feel better. Cool stuff. I'm fine anyways. Making enough money to get by anyways. Let me skip ahead. RE, the freezing the hard drive game. You freeze a hard drive. Now, he's replying to, we were talking about that whole myth about freezing your hard drive, whether it's true or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's another version. This is such an urban legend. I have no idea if this works or not. The freezing the hard drive game. You freeze a hard drive when you are losing a bearing in the hard drive. Losing a bearing in the hard drive. This has to do with the way that bearings work. It will allow you to spin it long enough to get a little bit of crucial data off. You have to know how and when to apply this technique, though. It will not save you in every situation. Works best in Linux. How can that matter if it's a ball bearing problem? Anyway, make sure you use a Ziploc freezer bag for that hard drive, just so that the hard drive does not get wet. This also works for batteries, magic markers, and cigarettes. I didn't know those things had ball bearings. Anyway, thanks for reading the mail, gang. Props to Stank Voodoo and the rest of the DDP gang. Word. All right. I don't know where to. I don't know how it would work any better in Linux if it's something hardware about the ball bearings. Yeah, but, you know, I'm already kind of thrown. I mean, this dude got fired because of me? That's not cool.
You're getting people fired.
I got kids flunking out of school thanks to me. Actually, he said he's not. He promised me he wasn't. But I got to worry about kids dropping or flunking out of school or getting in trouble. This dude got fired? Come on. Dude, what a downer. Way to bring down the show, man. Thanks a lot, the useless boxer. Man, I quit. I don't want to do, I don't even want to do the show anymore now. I want to cry. I want to go to a corner somewhere and just cry. I'm a terrible human being.
That's messed up.
I can't, I don't know. Do you know anything about this freezing the hard drive? You talk, because I think I need a moment.
I don't know anything about freezing hard drives, bro.
Well, go to the next email or something. I don't know.
All right, fine. I'll read the next email. This is from Kilrathi. He says, "Hello, Voodoo Howl / Snake Dog." I'm not Voodoo Howl, but I nearly fell off the couch while listening to this episode. Why? Well, I was laid there on the couch looking at my prawn on my Dell Axim X3, which is actually where I'm reading this email from right now. That's a weird coincidence, but I heard that you were doing the same, and as that wasn't enough, what was had followed me in stitches. I too have enjoyed some quality interweb time while in the bathroom and thought how it was leet it'd be to get some hacking as I intended to call off nature. Worshitting users are pioneers. Is this guy from the country?
I don't know.
Okay. As for the rest of the show, OmniScan. I hope you make the DEF CON this year and meet you guys again. I ran to Stink at the Fifth Hope in the elevator for the hardest working guy in the hacker infotainment. Enjoy your break and you deserve it. And keep it up, OmniScan. P.S. Thanks to also Epiphany and Johnny Lightning for the I'm reading this on my Dell, and it won't scroll down now.
For unwittingly hooking me on to Ben Rev, and Ben Rev. Oh, listen to this. And Ben Rev to Default, and Default to Rant Radio. OmniScan. What is this OmniScan over and over again?
I think that's his name.
I thought his name was Kilrathi. Kilrathi.
Maybe he goes by both.
Yeah, but he's throwing it in the middle of the... Maybe he's just repeating his name to try to get... I don't know what he's trying. Oh, man. All right, I guess I'm back in the show now. I'm over-recovered from that guy getting fired.
You feeling better?
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be watching Hack TV at work, damn it.
That's true. true, you know. I mean, that's his problem.
Yeah, I'm glad you're watching it at all, but not at work. I'll give shout-outs to Johnny Lightning and Epiphany. I have not given them shout-outs in quite a while. I haven't talked to them in quite a while, actually. But shouts to those guys. And, yeah, war-shitting, I think that's one of the greatest ideas ever. I mean, at least...
It's a great name.
Yeah, at least it's a great label. It's a great idea, because you know what? When you say war-shitting, even though it's something we just made up, and actually I should say Voodoo Howl, I think, made that up. When you just say it to somebody, even though they've never heard the word before, they pretty much know what you mean. Actually, it could sound... That sounds like a violent... Well, never mind. It sounds like it could be pretty messy, I guess, if you use it in a different terminology. But as long as you preface it with a PDA, I think you're set. The scary thing is, if war shitting is the best we've come up with, where does that place us in the timeline of hacking history and creations? I mean, it's not exactly back orifice or anything now, is it? Oh, wait a minute. I guess in a way it kind of is. Oh, man. This is taking a bad turn. Okay, well.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Let's see. How about an email from The Outsider? Yeah, let's recover from that. That was a disaster of an email. Let's recover from that one. The Outsider says, "Hey, Stank. Hey, Outsider. Been listening to your show for a couple of months now." I should start talking back like they're really here. "Been listening to your show for a couple of months now, and I've been hooked since the first one I listened to. Well, I'm going to get straight to the point. Thank you. Me and my friends are very interested in starting a tech-based internet radio show." Hey, join the crowd. Yeah, you're only number, like, 5 million in line. "The only thing holding us back is we really don't know where to start. We really only have limited time to spend on it, like the weekends and a little time after school. I was just wondering if you had any pointers or tips to help get us started. I know you're a busy man, but if you could find the time to write me back, I would really appreciate it." Well, sorry, I don't have time to write you back. I don't mean to be a dick, but I'll read it on the air and give you your answer, so hopefully you listen to the show, you'll get it. If you don't listen to the show, then piss on you. What can I say? Then go Google. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But honestly, there's a ton of information out there. I mean, we've done episodes of the show. Other people have given presentations. I mean, I'm surprised. I do still get regular emails. I get an email every week or two about this very topic. So all I can do is point you to the BenRev forums, forums.benrev.com. There's a whole section just for hacker media, hacker radio, hacker TV, whatever, all different hacker media. And there's tons of information in there. There's how-tos. There's people talking about their shows and how they've done them, and everybody does it a little bit different. As far as how we do this show, I'm still doing it the same way I've always done it. You can go back and listen to episode 7 of Binary Revolution Radio. We're on 82 now. You can go back to 7, and the main topic of that episode was how to do the show. So, because even though it was episode 7 of BenRev Radio, we had done RFA, Radio Freak America, for several years. So, you know, when BenRev came up, we did a how-to show. And there are, like I said earlier, there are a lot of shows out there now. A lot of hacker shows, a lot of non-hacker shows, and that's fantastic. You're you know, joining a bunch of other people in doing similar information. So welcome and good luck to you. But I don't know if you realize what a commitment it is to do, well...
Yeah, it really is a big commitment.
To do a good show, yes.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, anybody can do a show. You know, but to do a good show, it does take time. I mean, you know that. You've been default. I mean, I know we joke about it all the time because it was a fun show, but there was work put into that show. There was time put into that show. There was really, you know, it takes time to make. It was a good show, and even though it was lighthearted, it was good and still had just as much time put into it as a lot of the other good shows that are out there. So,
yeah, doing a radio show is a huge pain, and it's only something you want to do if you really, really want to do it, and that's really your thing, then go out and do it.
Yeah, and not to discourage you or anything, but give it a shot and see what you think and see if you can come up with material and be consistent and stuff like that. And, you know, that's the best advice I can give you. You can also check out, I should have mentioned this too, Slip Mode. You know, one of my good friends, Slipmode, he gave a whole presentation at the Fifth Hope in New York City last year. We both spoke at this presentation as dual parallel on it, as well as myself. But this was mostly Slipmode's presentation at the Fifth Hope, and the title was Hacker Radio. That was the name of it, and he aired this on his radio show as episode 56. So you can go over to his website, which is slipnet.org, slipnet.org, and go to episode 56 in his archives and download it and listen to it. It's his presentation, and he also has, when I say the presentation, it's his audio from the presentation, and he also puts up the slides. The slides are available as well, and it has the links, has the names of the software, it has all that information in it. So check that out. That's a great resource.
That's something you definitely should listen to. Also, me and Kizzle, a while back, earlier this summer, we did an episode of Uber Lido with him that was called Radio Show Tips, and it was pretty much a beginner's guide to doing an internet radio show.
And you know what? Maybe if we have time, let's do that. Let's make that our main topic if we get to a main topic today. Let's talk about some of the experiences we've had and maybe do a little recap. I can't do a full hour episode like we've done in the past, but we can bring people up to speed, I think, right?
Right.
All right, let's try to squeeze that in later. Let me see how we're doing here. Yeah, we can do that. We can fit that in. Okay, so, yeah, that's it. And, you know, and also I should say this now, too, just because a lot of people probably think I'm a total dick. And I am, don't get me wrong. I can be, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people, if I'm going to be called a dick, I want to earn it. So don't think I'm a dick if I don't email you back directly. That's all I'm saying. I get a lot of email, and I do try to email as many people back as I can, but I'd rather come and read them on the show, especially an email like this that I think a lot of people have the same or similar questions. So I'm reading this gentleman, let's see, well, who was it? The Outsider. I assume it's a gentleman or a gentlewoman, whatever. The Outsider here, I'm reading it on the air, hoping to give you your answer better, so don't think I'm a dick because I didn't write back to you directly. But anybody in general, I can't always write everybody back. So, and I don't check private messages in the forums. I think Black Ratchet told me that people were PMing me and saying I wasn't getting back to them because I really am avoiding the forums. I always just get attacked and called a dick every time I go on my own forum, so I'm avoiding those as well. Like, I go into
Isn't
the...
Isn't that sad?
It
when,
is.
Like, you start up this great forums and community, and you can't even go on it.
I do feel
it's like
sad.
It's like not being welcomed in your own house.
It is. I do feel sad sometimes, but you know what? It is what it is. I'm in a catch-22 here, though, Doug. If I go in there and... See, the thing is, when we started, everybody was friendly and nice to each other, and it was a nice, helpful community. And then as we grow, you have certain growing pains that come along with it. Well,
yeah.
We'd always support, you know, I still support free speech. We always have. I allow people to say what they want, even if it means calling me a dick. That's fine. But just constantly being a troublemaker for the sake of... Some people think that's the way to get their name known or for people to respect them or something, is to consistently do stuff like that.
Yep.
And all that does is cause trouble. Now, I'm in the catch-22 here where if I try to punish them, like give them a warning or ban them from the forums, or even they get mad if I just send a private message saying, would you please stop doing that? I get cussed at, and then they go on IRC and they tell everybody what a dick I am and stuff like that. But at the same time, if I don't do anything about it, then I've got people that go in and say, the forums have gone downhill, and it used to be so great, and now you suck, and I can't win. I'm in a situation where I can't win. I'm in a catch-22, and that's what really frustrates me more than anything. There you go. Now, I wasn't going to rant on the show. I didn't expect for that to come out. But since we're on the subject, it does piss me off a little bit. A lot. I'm sweating right now. Really, I mean, anyway, I go into the members-only section of the forum where I communicate with the rest of DDP, and we've got a lot of projects and stuff going on, et cetera, et cetera. So you might see my name on the list at the bottom or something. But, and if I do have some free time, I might pop into the general hacking forum or the newbie HQ just to check on things. But for the most part, I'm not checking PMs. I'm not really following a lot of the threads. And, I'm letting the moderators handle most everything, so call them dicks, not me. Let somebody else take that title for a while. Oh, okay. Man, I'm sweating. I have entirely too many computers in this room.
You know you're going to hear about this in the forum. Someone's going to post, oh, what do you think, dog?
I know. How ironic. Dude, that is so ironic. Somebody's going to say, see, he really is a dick.
Yep.
Oh, well, you know what? Anybody who really knows me, I'm not even going to, you know what, forget it. I'm a dick, whatever, fine. I'm a big, fat, hairy cock. I couldn't care less. take that clip and loop it and make it into a rap song. I don't care what you do anymore, I swear to God. I really don't. I'm just, I don't have time for people like that. I don't care. If that's what you're into and that's funny to you, you know what? Call me a cock, call me a dick, tell me how terrible my articles suck, and whatever. Damn you, Doug, why did you pull me off into this tangent? This is your fault.
Oh, man. I'm putting that in the sound clip. I'm a big fat hairy
guy. Now you're going to have me laughing the whole rest of the show. I don't care anymore. That's all right. I'll leave it in. It's fine. All right, let's go on to another email. Oh, man, I messed up this email, too. I didn't put the person's name on it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Ah, crap. All right, I'm going to make up a name. This is, this email comes from Pig of Death. That's my handle for this one.
Sounds like everyone else's name. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I just made it up. Pig of Death says, I almost laughed. Now I'm going to laugh the rest of the show. I almost laughed myself to death when hearing that term, war shitting. But if you expect it to enter the vernacular and be mentioned by other online sources, bad example, news.com, it may need some modification. I nominate war dumping. It sounds a little more technical as well. Thanks for the show. I'm still catching up on some of the old ones. Enjoy your time off, Stank. Well, time off, yeah, we talked about that. I don't know if that's going to happen, if I can get somebody to take over or whatever. But, I don't know, I like war dumping. War dumping's got a good ring to it. But war shitting just sounds funnier. And I don't think news.com or any other site's going to catch on either one of them, frankly. So, I mean, he said it was a bad example, but really, war shitting is, I don't know, that's trademark DDP, I guess. That's not going to mean any, if people who don't listen to Ben Rev aren't ever going to get that, I guess, so whatever. Okay, the next email, I'm going to make you read this email because, once again, I'm going to mispronounce somebody's name and be called a dick. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Look as a date. Look as a date. I'm just going to say that's what it is. Greetings from the UK. You didn't know me, Stank, but I listen to your show every week while working in my shitty job. I just want to let you know that the DDP and everyone is appreciated here. Keep up the good work.
Wow, that's very cool. I appreciate that, and I always love hearing from other countries, by the way. Everybody knows that. But I hope you still feel that after Doug just screwed your name up right there, probably.
When people have handles, they should put it in parentheses and just show the pronunciation of it.
Right, pronunciation key, like with the little underscore symbols and, you know.
Yeah.
So I know what's a long... Look, L-O-O-K. I'm going to spell it. I'm going to spell his handle on the air. LOOKAZADE. All right, so email me. We're gonna make this a contest. I'm saying look a zade. Okay, we'll make this a little contest. Email us radio@binrev.com with what you think the proper pronunciation is. You can use the little pronunciation symbols. You can record a wave file. Whatever. And let's see, you'll see how easy it is. Actually, you know what? This will be the one that I actually fucking got right for a change.
Ugh. I'm thinking it's Lucasade.
It's got to be. I don't know what the reference is. So Lucasade, email us, correct us, tell us what that's about. Okay, next email comes from Cyprus. Cyprus says, I have been listening to your show for a couple of days now, and you can call me an addict. All right, you're an addict. Anyway, I have heard you say at least 5 times in 6 shows. Have you noticed that reading isn't our strong point tonight?
It's never my strong point. I can't read people's emails. It's always...
Well, you're on a PDA. You have an excuse. I can let you get by with it. Me, I'm just illiterate. I have heard you say at least 5 times in 6 shows saying that Gmail FS, which is Gmail file system, is down and is not working. However, I have it, and it is still working without any problem or issue. I don't know if I am a lucky guy or if Gmail FS somehow got through the block from Gmail. Anyway, I really enjoy all of your shows. Please release Hack TV Episode 2! ! All right. All right, now, I think there's a little exaggeration. I don't think I've even mentioned it 5 out of 6 shows. I think that's a little exaggeration, but I mention it. Honestly, I never did get time to try it. I created a couple accounts, a couple of Gmail accounts specifically to try it. I made up some names that we'd be able to use, and I just never got around to it, frankly. So when I did mention it on the air, which I'll say maybe once or twice, well, maybe 2 or 3 times, and I guess it depends on what order you listen to some of the old shows in. But anyway, I was reading emails from people telling me that it didn't work for them anymore. So I don't know myself. You're telling me that it does. Other people have told me that it's not. I don't know if you are the lucky dog that yours is still working, or maybe everybody else got busted for doing something with it and got shut down. Maybe they screwed it up. I really don't know. Email us on this also, radio@benrev.com, and let us know, for those of you who are using it or have used it, does it still work for you? Did you get shut off? Do you know why? Do we have any more? I went to the website for this back when I got the last email, and it seems to me like I read a note on there from the author of Gmail FS saying that it was not working anymore. But I don't know. Maybe he got it working again since then. You never know. So, that's all I have to say about that. Not really much to add to that. Do you want anything on there?
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good. All right, this one, this has got to be Chakotay, right? Isn't that a Star Trek reference?
Yeah, Chakotay. Okay. He was on Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah, he was the dude with the tattoo on his face, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that it was.
He had like a maze or a connect the dots or something on his face.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Chakotay says, Voodoo Hal and Stank. And Doug. He says and Doug. I meant to typo there.
Yes,
Voodoo,
sure
Hal, Voodoo Hal and Stank and Doug. Love the show. Feel free to read as much of this on the air as you'd like. Thank you.
Next email.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. let's see. No, comment on your review of the Genuine Windows ActiveX article and its, quote, limitations. You both missed the larger picture. Microsoft has disclosed that they plan to make the, quote, Genuine Windows verification mandatory for access to Windows Update and their downloads, which I know we mentioned downloads. Let's see. Also, a note that Microsoft's anti-spyware tool is not an original Microsoft product. Hey, big surprise there. Continuing their tradition of if we can't make it, buy it, they purchased anti-spyware software maker, Giant Software, Google for it. And he did not tell me to Google for it, did he? He told me to
Google. Yeah, he did.
Google for it in December 04. So far, it's pretty good and has cleaned up a few crapware apps off of computers that I fix. When you do have the app, do a deep scan of a network share. You're only scanning files on the drive, so it will not be able to properly clean apps that are currently loaded in memory on the remote PC, nor will it scan the remote PC's registry, which I believe I said that on the show last week as well. Keep up the great work. Chakotay. Okay. Yeah, Microsoft buying or copying somebody instead of writing it themselves. Yeah, big surprise. Woohoo! Blockbuster announcement there. I could have sworn we mentioned that Windows Update was affected by this. Maybe I skimmed over it too fast or didn't emphasize it or whatever, but I really wasn't focusing on that. I mean, that's not political, I guess, but I really was looking more of the technical aspects of how it worked and how it worked and some of the workarounds to get it to work and the things you could do with it and some of the ways you could get away with bypassing that genuine, quote, genuine Windows stuff in this particular case. I thought I had mentioned it, but maybe I did not, but it is absolutely a valid point. They're going to require that you have genuine Windows, which means proven license. You have to enter in your license key, and I explained the process last week, or 2 weeks ago, I know for sure. So, and I know for, maybe I read it on meme streams, I know there was a good discussion on meme streams, memestreams.net. I'm going to slow down because maybe I just talked too fast. I'm going to slow down to Mr. Rogers' speed. Can you say Mr. Rogers? I knew you could.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you please be my neighbor?
Won't you be my fairness?
Oh, no. You're going to make me laugh again. There was, on meme streams, I know there was a good long discussion about that very fact, and quite frankly, I'm going to throw this out to the audience. I'm not going to turn this into a discussion now. I'm going to throw it out there. Let's think about this and try to be open-minded. I know a lot of people hate Microsoft, and I strongly dislike a lot about Microsoft as well. But honestly, does Microsoft owe security updates to pirated copies of Windows? Do they have some obligation? Is there anything wrong with them making sure that valid licensed users get updates? And if you're not a valid licensed user, you don't get updates? Is there really anything inherently wrong with that?
I don't really think so.
Yeah, I'd be interested. Let's see what the people say. Now, I realize there's some other things to consider. Like, is the problem with it that they're only supporting licensed copies of Windows? I mean, is that really the issue, what I just said, that... Do they owe support to unlicensed copies for some reason? You know, that's one point. Is that the case? Or are you more concerned about, like, how they go about it? I definitely explained 2 weeks ago on that episode the information that they gather, or at least they claim to gather, and I explained how they were supposedly using it. I even explained the potential danger of how that database may be innocent. But when combined with some of the other databases they have, they could put this giant data warehouse that links a lot of things together, which is a scary privacy implication. But, I mean, is that what you're... I'm not sure what... He didn't really say exactly why this is bad or what the point is. Is it because it's a privacy issue of what they collect on this individual, on the global scale? Do you think that they do owe support to people who have pirated copies? I'm not sure. I'm going to leave that one open for debate, quite frankly.
Right.
I tend to agree with you, though. I very much tend to agree with you. I mean, well, let's see what people have to say about that. Well, let's see if people are very animated about that one. And let's just move on to another email. Let me see how are we doing here. Oh, man. It's a lot of email. I told you this might be an all-email show. Let's see. I'll try to speed it up here. Next email is from Belial, who says, "Dear Mr. Dog, I am writing to say how much I appreciate the DDP's contribution to the hacker world. I'm not sure how else to put it, LOL. Just to sum it up in short about myself." Some of these things... Now, let me give myself a little bit of credit. Some of my stumbling over words is because there are typos, and I'm trying to fix them on the fly. So I'm not totally retarded. Just partially. Just to sum it up in short about myself. I was first introduced to computing at the age of 3. My father, being a senior technician and a telecommunications company, took me to a local power and heating complex. There I saw my first mainframes and tape-loaded drives. Skipping forward to a few years to the age of 6, I started coding in BASIC on my Amstrad. I don't know what that is, honestly. I've never heard that before, unless it's a typo again. Amstrad?
My Amstrad.
You know what, dude, you've got me on that one. I've never heard of that before, so props to you. I don't even know what it is. Being a refugee and not having a lot of money, I wasn't able to buy games, and hence... Okay, so I'll give this guy a break since he might not be a native English speaker, maybe. Let's see. And hence had to learn how to keep myself amused by making them. Not knowing that being able to read and write code at such a young age was something impressive, I continued to learn and mature through the various versions of operating systems that came about. So to conclude my hacking life, I have to say that seeing my dad soldering and being given the opportunity to take apart phones and break stuff to see how they work gave me the, quote, bug, which bit me so deep and kept me going and learning. Now I am a network engineer I have to say that there is not a lot of hacking culture here in England. Wait a minute, England speaks English? What am I... No, you just lost your credit with that. No, but he was an... Okay, he was an immigrant... He was a refugee to England from... whatever. At least not much that I am aware of. Currently, me and a group of friends... A group of friends and I... How's that, Strom Carlson? Take that, buddy. Currently, me and a group of friends of mine are involved in starting an underground production company where we would promote and publicize underground work. This can include music, film, photography, and so on. I would love to integrate some sort of hacking influence on this. The URL is www.frostyproductions.com. The idea was a development of a few other ideas I was involved with. Some were popular and mutated into other things, and some just died out. Anyways, here I am writing this at 5 a.m., listening to one of the shows, thinking about what I was going to say, LOL. Should I read those LOLs out loud?
No, I don't think you should.
That sounds pretty dumb. Yeah. So, I'm trying to read through these typos here. So, as a summary, I would like... Are you reading along with this with me, by the way?
Yes, I am reading along
with Okay,
you
appreciate the changes I'm making on the fly, even if the listeners don't. So, as a summary, I would like to know if there are any underground hacking groups that you know of from London. If from London, period. If not, well, if they're underground, I wouldn't know about them. But if not, what kind of things do you think would be nice to get something rolling over here? So it would be great if I could get some ideas, however crazy or whatever they are. I would really like to be able to get some ideas as how, quote, alive the hackers in England are. Have been browsing through a few UK hacking forums, but nothing really substantial came out of it. I hope to hear from you. I know you are a busy stank. I'm a busy stank. You see that? I am a busy stank. I know you are busy stank. Keep it real. Keep it digital. All right, Belial, thank you for the email. I actually get quite a bit of email from the UK, so I'm not sure if you're quite accurate in saying that it's not an active scene over there, that they're not, quote, alive, as you put it. You might be surprised. There might be a pretty large scene. You just got to keep looking for it, and maybe this, me reading this email, maybe that'll help get some interest and put people in contact. Come to the forum. I know there are people in the forums from the UK. Doug, tell me what your opinion is on this, because I've gotten some emails of people saying they don't like the 2600 meeting, they don't like their DEF CON meeting, or blah, 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 everybody, and people are always asking about starting BINREV meetings, and I've always just said there's not really a need because you have 2600 meetings, you have...
That's what I'm thinking. There's not really a need. You have your DEF CON and 2600 local meetings, and... Why would you want to start another meeting? Is it because someone else is in charge and you want to be in charge? This doesn't make any sense to me because they don't like 2600, you know? I don't...
Right. Well, I mean, maybe some people do get ostracized from a meeting and perhaps unfairly so. So I can see that. But then again, like I said, you usually have two meetings, and some of the larger cities have even more than that. You know, your 2600 meetings generally are more social. You're meeting in a mall or in a public place, usually in a mall. You're hanging out. You're eating. It's more social club, talking about tech and stuff like that. Maybe some presentations, which is all good. The DEF CON meetings, on the other hand, are usually less approachable. I won't say unapproachable, but less approachable. A little bit more difficult to find because they're, I won't say more underground, but they're not always in public places. They're usually run by people that have been in the scene for a while. It's a little bit intimidating, I guess, for lack of a better word. So, I mean, I do kind of think maybe BINREV meetings should be something in between, because I'm always pushing my 2600 group way too hard to hear them talk, apparently. I'm a Nazi about it, but to present more often. But again, it's more of a social meeting, and at the DEF CON, you know, we do present things more, but it's a little bit harder to find and get to the locations and stuff like that. I could see somewhat of the need, but I just don't know if it's enough interest. Maybe I should allow people to start them, and like I can stop them first of all, like allow nothing. But maybe I can endorse and try to help people get these things started. just to have another option out there. I don't know. I really don't know how to feel about this. I've gotten a lot of people requesting it or asking about it. I don't know what to feel. I really don't. I mean, what I'll do is I'll go on the record and say this. If you want to start a new meeting, a new hacker meeting or whatever, and call it a BinRev meeting or a Binary Revolution meeting, fine. You have my blessing. I'll support it. I will mention it on the radio show. I'll give you links on the site. I may even set up a site for you if I get enough interest. If enough different places want to start them, I'll put up a binrevmeetings.com or something. I mean, that's nothing. That's no skin off my back. I'll put up a CMS and let you guys post your notes and directions and stuff like that in one central area. That's one thing. I'll say that. That's another thing I don't like about a lot of the meetings. A lot of them, they don't update their websites. If they even have websites at all, you don't even know if they're alive or dead because they never update. If they do have a website, 2600 and DEF CON and stuff, it's not like they keep their sites up and maintained and listings complete and everything like that. So that's a drawback. A lot of people won't show up or won't bother to go because they don't think it exists anymore. So I would be willing to set up a site if there's enough people interested in it. Or maybe just set up a subdomain, meetings.binrev.com. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. If people are really interested in that, if I get a couple more emails of people that say they're serious and they're going to take the responsibility of organizing and stuff, I'll give those my blessing.
Yeah, I think it could be a really good idea. Just don't schedule it to piss other people off the same day as a DEF CON or 2600
meeting. Right. Yeah, it's not a competition thing, and that's something that we were very careful of down here. Where I'm at, you know, we have our DC305 meeting, but we make sure it's not on the same day. We have quite a few people overlap. You know, there's several people like myself that go to both. You know, El Diablo and I both kind of took the initiative to, well, he started the DEF CON meeting, but we both work together to kind of really push it now and get it more regular and going all the time. So it's not a competition thing at all. You can go to both or all three meetings if you start a BinRev meeting. It's not about that at all. But yes, don't be a dick and start turning it into a war.
Yeah.
You know, because then, like, 2600 will hate me. And I don't want that. I don't want Emmanuel calling me and yelling at me like he ever calls anybody back. But that's a whole nother story. Yeah, I said it. What? I went there. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, my friend needed help and he didn't call me back. I don't give a fuck. Anyway. That might not make it to air.
Who says you don't give out freedom of speech?
Exactly. He let me down. I was disappointed. But anyway. Our last email. Holy crap, this might be the whole show. Of course it's our last email. No, we got time. We're all right. Last email comes from White Fly. FLYE. Put that little E on the end. I like that. That's a nice little touch. White Fly. I give you the best handle of the night award. Whitefly says, "Hello, I just thought I would drop you a line and welcome you as the new host of Binary Revolution Radio." Oh, wait a minute. That's not... Okay, how about you read this and pretend that I didn't... Start over. This one's yours.
This one's mine?
Yeah, I'll stall for a minute while you scroll down to your PDA and find the one from Whitefly, and I'll just fill the radio with, you know, jibber-jabber or whatever we want to talk about until you find it.
Well, I found it, but why do you want me to read this?
Well, read the first line again.
All right, hello, I just thought I would drop you a line and welcome you as the new host of Binary Revolution Radio.
Yeah,
which think the best of luck in current endeavors.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to, he thinks I'm gone because I announced that I wouldn't be here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that, White Flat. I fairly recently began to listen to the program, and I am currently working on my way through the past episodes. They are great. I'm scrolling down. I would like to give you a shout-out to Acidus. Is that how you say his name?
Yep.
Acidus, as after listening to the episode he co-hosted, I visited his site and constructed a card reader, and with the help of his software was able to put together a presentation for my public speaking class on what is stored on our college identification cards. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, good luck with the show. I am sure it will continue to be excellent. P.S. Being bored, I decided to count the times Voodoo Howl has co-hosted and came up with 12, 15% of the shows.
Very cool. Well, it's still 12.
Yeah, still 12. This would not be 13.
Yeah, sorry about that. Voodoo Howl didn't make it.
For those who are just tuning in, I am not Voodoo Howl.
Oh, yes. For those tuning in, our co-host tonight is Doug. Get used to it. Let's see. First of all, I forwarded this email over to Acidus. So I just got this email, I think, Monday. So I forwarded it to him. I didn't get a reply back yet, but I'm sure he will be happy to hear that you applied this. Ironically, that's exactly why he got into it, was to see what was on his college identification card. That was his motivation. So I'm sure he will like hearing that somebody used and applied what he learned and applied and used the information to, and then not only used it for your own interest and curiosity, but then gave a presentation to your class about it. That's really, really cool, and that's what it's about. And luckily, you got the information from Binary Revolution Radio because we gave Acidus time to speak about it. We mentioned Acidus's name. We mentioned the websites, unlike, Tech TV, for example, where they didn't even mention his name on the air and didn't give any kind of credit. So I'm glad you got the information from us so that you could follow up on it. So that's great. So, and I actually need to talk to Acidus. I am heading to Interzone, and you know what? I'll use this as a segue. And Doug, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and spit mine out quickly for the show and tell part of the show. I was going to say it made me think of it because I'm going to have to get in touch with Acidus and Decius and some of the guys from Atlanta because I'm heading up to Interzone, and that's kind of my show and tell as I'm getting ready to go to the Interzone conference. It's March 11th to 13th. I think I have mentioned that a couple times, and I know I put a link on the front of binrev.com, but I did confirm I am giving a presentation at Interzone. I don't have the date and time yet. The schedule is not finalized, but I will definitely be there. I'm going to try to set up a table in what little free time I will have while I'm there with the magazines. I will not have the fourth issue there, so don't get your hopes up for that. But I might have a few other surprises with me. So anybody that's coming to Interzone or is curious about Interzone or whatever, go check that out at Interzone with a zero, interzone.com. And I mentioned earlier that I just pulled a huge server move. And I'm telling you, it was a nightmare. It was just an absolute clusterfuck. It really
was.
You
host so many things.
It really is. I mean, we host. I don't know that we've ever officially said we host XYZ before, but all the BinRev projects are hosted on this box and have been hosted on the same box. But we also host sites for some of our friends, like we host Freaks and Geeks for Icon. We host Default Radio, which, by the way, did you ever point that over?
No, someone brought that up to me today, earlier this morning, and I still need to get the new information from you.
Oh, okay. We'll do that again after the show, but it's the site is moved over. All you got to do is point it, and it'll come right up 48. So it's there and ready to go. But Default Radio, my 2600 group, I mean, and we're moving some more sites over there. We're moving Yapple, I think, over there. We're talking about it anyway. I registered two new sites in the last 4 days and setting up a few more projects over there and a couple projects that actually, no, I'm not, I can't announce it now, but my presentation at Interzone is going to end with announcing one of our new projects. And it's already done and it's on the site and we've been testing it and working it, but I'll announce it officially at Interzone. So if that piques anybody's interest, come to Interzone and check that out. And when I get back from Interzone, of course, I will announce it on the site and on the radio and put that up to be publicly available. I think it's a very, probably one of our most useful, if not our very most useful site. That's about it. So, yes, I know there's a few bugs still left from the server move, and we're sorting through them as we go along. Right now, as soon as I'm done with this show, actually, the rest of this week I'm going to work on the gallery. The gallery did not quite come over correctly, so I got to see what's going on with that. And that's pretty much it for me. Oh, I had my 2600 meeting last weekend, last Friday, and my DEF CON meeting, which was Saturday. So like I said, they don't coincide. There's a lot of overlap. You know, it's good to have two meetings. I mean, I know some 2600 meetings meet twice a month. So it's definitely people want to get together, so even if it is, again, just for social reasons or whatever. So it's kind of cool to have two meetings. So I did both of those last week, and they went pretty well. So that's it for my show and tell. And you, Doug, it's been a long time just since you've been on the air in general. Now, we're at about
early December, actually.
Yeah, we're at about an hour now, so we've still got plenty of time. So take your time.
And not too much, but okay. I just do want to say that I will be getting back into internet radio again soon because it's what I love doing. You know, I've always loved recording shows and being on shows and producing them, and I've been wanting to do my own show for a long time. I've talked about it for months and months since Default Radio, and I'm going to be doing it real soon. I mean, Lucky is going to be joining me, of course, as my co-host. There's no actual start date, no official date yet, but it will be like an afternoon live talk show. It's not going to be at night or in the morning. It's going to be in the afternoon. And the new talk show isn't really going to be a hacking, freaking, or gaming show, but that doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about any of those things at all. But some of the things that we will be doing is I've been talking to a lot of local underground garage bands, and they really want to try hard to kind of promote their music, not really necessarily promote, but just get it out there and have a larger audience. And with this whole new radio show in mind and this brand new garage studio that I have, they're going to be playing live on the internet radio, and they're going to have a much greater audience for people to get into their music, you know, promote their websites, you know, any MP3s or albums that they have. And because of, like, we're going to have a real call-in line, thanks to the folks over at Battle of Mind. But we're going to have a call-in line, and we're going to have actual, like, guests in the studio to interview about these bands, and they're going to give their honest opinions just as well as I will, you know, if they suck or if they're really good, you know. But it's just going to have a completely different audience.
Yeah, but hackers hate everything. They're going to say that they're sucky even if they're awesome, just because that's the nature of them, apparently.
Well, one of the things nicely, too, is that this isn't just going to be on Hacker. Like, I will have the show. I do want to do the show on DDP Hack Radio, of course.
Oh, we'd be glad to have it.
You have to, yeah. But it'll be syndicated on some other internet radio stations as well. I can't really announce any just yet because there's no final deals or negotiations yet. But it will be syndicated on quite a few internet radio stations as well as, hopefully towards the summer, a college station out here locally. And I just want to bring a completely different audience, not just hackers, because people that are my age, I'm 16 years old, and people that are my age, people that are in high school, have no idea what the hell is going on. Like, they don't know that this world even exists. They don't even know a thing about internet radio. If you tell them internet radio, they're going to think Kazaa. They don't know anything. And I wanted to show them that true freedom of speech is really out there, especially with my show and what I have planned.
Amen.
I'm going to show them a completely different crowd. Not only am I going to show them my show, but I'm going to show them other people's programs. I'm going to talk about other programs.
That's right, OPP, baby.
Right. I'm going to get them on the radio. They're going to be, you know, on camera. They're going to be, they need to know the internet is more than just blogs and instant messaging and chat rooms.
Preach
know?
On, Doug. Preach on, baby.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But seriously, you know, I'll have flyers out there. It'll be everywhere. I want this to be big, and I want people to, because you can't really, how are you going to show people that, you know?
I'm being dead serious. I'm totally behind this. I agree with you 100%. And I don't know how many times I've ranted on the show that this is our last bastion of free speech.
Yeah.
Until the FCC, and there, you know, they're trying to get their fingers on it right now, and I'm not going to go into that on this show. But damn
right.
it, yes, this is our last bastion of free speech, and I'm going to grab it by the balls.
But I just want to have a bigger audience into not just my show, but all of internet radio. I want the younger minds, the, you know, different older minds, just different age groups. And they're going to be on the radio. They're going to talk, you know, even if they want to talk about their high school life, and I can tell them how much of a big deal it's not, you know, whatever. But they need to be familiar with this entirely different world that they don't even know exists. There's a lot of people that don't know what's going on.
That's right. And, you know, as technology is becoming more and more a part of our everyday lives, and there's still so many people that don't really know the depth. Yes, that's absolutely what I was trying to say. Don't know the depth of don't know the potential and the possibilities.
Yeah, the only thing, especially with teenagers and whatnot, they just see blogs and chat rooms and polls and all that other kind of crap, you know.
And porn.
That's all they think. And porn, of course, porn. That's the number one thing that they all look at.
I never stopped.
It never stops. But they don't. They have no idea about internet TV and radio, you know.
Yeah, and let me. Can I go off on another tangent rant?
Sure, go ahead.
I. Hold on. I like this one really. I'm trying not to get real mad at this one because this is fucking ridiculous to me. I'm looking at this podcasting stuff lately, right?
Oh, God.
And I don't even know how to put this into words. There's a fucking podcast prawn show.
Are you serious?
I don't understand. I tried to listen to one of them. It's like the top-rated show. It's like one of the highest-rated shows on several sites, Podcast Alley, and a couple other sites. It's like one of the top-ranked shows on several places, and I'm not going to drop their name, but it's basically what appears to be a couple. I don't know if they're a married couple or whatever. I guess fucking on the radio, talking dirty on the radio. I don't know. I tried to listen to one of them, and it was just mind-numbing. It was just so...
On the radio? This isn't video?
Yeah. No, there's no video. There's no pictures. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is... It doesn't anger me, but it saddens me to see that here we have this potential of free speech coming to us again. This is what it felt like. You know, I'm going to get sappy. This is what it felt like when people first realized that radio could reach out and you could reach people and communicate, and all the magic and wonder that went with that. You can entertain people and educate people and teach people things and give them information, and here we are starting over again, and that's what I love about this, and that's what you like about this, is that we love this medium because the way we can reach out now, it's not only limited to local areas, worldwide, nationwide, maybe even going to fucking Jupiter for all I know. if there's some Jupitanians listening, Jupitanson, I don't know, listening, word up, man, I'm down. But
oh, man.
Here we have this potential and this just vast audience of people that and you have the choice. You can educate them. You can enlighten them. You can debate with them. You can point them to other sources of information. You can teach. And what do you do with it? You fuck!
We're screwing on the radio.
On the radio, for God's sake! Okay, hold on. I can only imagine. The show must go something like this. Oh, yeah. The end.
I don't
want to
hear
you.
That thing, but
there you go. There's a 4-second summary.
There's another sound clip. That's going to be with I'm a big hairy cock.
I'm a big hairy cock.
But anyways, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm not going to talk about sex on my show, because, of course, everyone wants to hear about that. But I'm not going to have people fucking on my show. I mean...
It'll put you to the top of the list.
Maybe for one whole hour straight. That's what I'll just play. I'll just play a porn video on the air.
Yeah, just play the soundtrack from a porn movie. That's all.
There you go.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your show and tell with that, but that hit a nerve with me. What wasted... That's my biggest pet peeve, to use a cliched term of pet peeve. My pet peeve, what I don't like, is wasted potential.
Yeah,
of anything.
It's wasted bandwidth.
Yeah, and whether that's wasted potential in a person, a human being, a kid who... You know, everybody's met, like, kids or has friends that's really smart, but they don't try, they don't care, they're lazy, they just waste the gifts that they have.
Yeah.
You know, and wasting potential of a medium like the internet or, I don't know. I like porn as much as the next guy, but I can't listen to it. You know? I can put a porn movie on mute. I mean, the sound is like the least important part, right?
Yeah.
The greatest thing, here's the coolest thing. Maybe I should make this, we should do this as a video show. It'd be like Mystery Science Theater, except with porn. We'll take porn and we'll... This is a good idea. Shut up, don't interrupt me. This is a good idea. We can take porn movies and take out the audio and make our own audio. That could be funny.
Have they done that on, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway or something?
Oh, I don't know. Have they? I don't know. Damn it. You mean every time I come up with a good idea, somebody's already done it. Damn it. That would be funny. Anyway... Okay. Anyway, yeah. Did I whole mesh up your whole train of thought? Were you done with the show and tell or no?
No. But as well as my show, we have been talking about doing another future release of Default Radio soon. But again, Default's not going to be on a regular weekly basis anymore. We're only going to do a show when there's any kind of new news or freaking issues going on, in the world. But pretty much defaults on a weekly basis, but we have been planning on doing a new one real soon. We don't know when that's going to be. And as far as internet, TV, video, whatever it's supposed to be called, I haven't done that much filming as far as my show, Doug TV, goes, but I still haven't gotten around editing the DEF CON footage because I just got a brand new hard drive, like a 250 gig to put all that footage on from DEF CON. And once I install that hard drive, I can start begin editing all that video. But I've come up with some other ideas for some other shows, and we're probably going to start producing some other new video shows. But really, it's just been real life I've been worried about lately. We're going to be moving soon. There's some girl trouble and family issues, and it's just pretty much been real life lately.
Yeah, real life always takes precedence, no doubt.
Yep.
No doubt.
But I really do want to get back into radio again because it's always been my favorite hobby ever since I was a kid. I've always loved radio, and I can't wait to start doing it again.
Well, and let's use that as a transition. We've got maybe 10 minutes left to talk about this. Again, I apologize. We had so many emails after missing a week that we kind of used up the show doing emails. But let's do a little quick review since I do still get emails from people about how to do a radio show. We got one again this week. And let's do let me go first. I'll do a quick recap, and then I want you to talk about, because you're doing much more exciting things, frankly, than I am. I'm still very old school with my setup, and I'll do it quickly. I can't describe this any more clearly or simply than I am right now. I am sitting in my office, in my house, in front of a speakerphone where you hear Doug.
Hello.
And sitting between Doug and I is a LabTech microphone. $10, probably $7.99 if you look around somewhere. Plugs into my sound card in the microphone jack. That simple. There it is. There's your hardware. Period. The end. Now, there's a whole lot better ways to do this as far as sound quality and stuff. But
right.
A, I'm comfortable with this. B, it's easy. I don't have to reconfigure and hook things up. All I got to do is a couple sound checks to try to make it sound as best as I can. And C, I kind of like it, frankly, because I want to do a hacking show. I'm not trying to make a high quality. I mean, it kind of adds to the underground feel of the show. I'm doing this out of my house on a speakerphone. I want it to sound like I'm doing it out of my house on a speakerphone. You know? So I'm not worried too much about it. However, that being said, I do like other. I mean, they're like Geek Love Radio. They have a much more professional sounding show.
Yeah.
You know, there are who else was it? I like BassNet. BassNet Radio. They have much better sound quality. I'm not exactly sure how their setup is, but they've also got better sound quality and background music and things like that.
In the now.
Yeah, and it's like all of these. Different ways of doing it. So my way is very old school. I have just described the hardware. Software-wise, I'm a big open source advocate. I'm using Audacity to record. This is a Windows box, but I call this my open source Windows box, which sounds like an oxymoron, but it's running Windows XP, but I only install open source or free software on it. So I don't have Microsoft Office on here. I don't have Adobe Photoshop and stuff. I have the GIMP. I have OpenOffice. If you understand what I'm saying. So on this Windows box that I record the show on, I have Audacity installed. You know, I keep up to date with the latest versions of Audacity and use that to record the show. Audacity, you can find. I think it's audacity.sourceforge.net. I wouldn't swear to it off the top of my head.
If you Google Audacity, it's the first thing that comes up.
Exactly. And it's straightforward download. You tinker with it. I'm not going to teach you how to use it on the show, but you play with it for 5 seconds. You'll pretty much figure it out, and you'll do a couple test runs and decide what sound quality you like and what levels you like. I record everything at high quality originally and then mix it down to lower quality for the downloads because it takes up, one show takes up anywhere from 600 megs to a gig of space for the raw uncompressed files. And then I compress them down to a 15 meg MP3. That's pretty awesome. And I do that using another free program called DB PowerAmp. And that's pretty much it. It's that simple. DB PowerAmp, another free download. There are others besides that one. I'm just too lazy. It works. I'm not going to bother to install another one. It works fine. So I convert it down and upload the MP3s to the different stations, DDP Hack Radio, of course, Rant Radio. We have set up our podcast, so people pull the podcast and air it. Just wherever it goes from there, it starts trickling out across the world. So that's pretty much how I do it. Like I said, it's not that impressive. It's not that difficult. Anybody listening can do it. And once again, this is irrelevant of podcasting. We've been seeing this is another... I'll make this a super tiny rant. People are into podcasting all of a sudden, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people making their own little podcast shows like this is some new phenomenon. We've been doing
Internet
this for...
Radio.
We've been doing this for a long time. We've been doing this for a hell of a long time. We had RFA, we've had BenRev Radio, Default Radio. So, I mean, I can't even mention all of them. And right now, there's so many out right now, which is great, by the way. You know that we have a 24/7 channel, DDP Hack Radio, that's all shows all the time, all day, and growing. You know, and growing with every single passing day as new shows arrive.
Let's not forget about the people at rantradio.com who've been around also since, like, what, 98?
99, 98?
They started, I think, in, like, 98 when they first started broadcasting, you know, and they had a show that was, like, 2 years old.
Yeah, and I've been with Rant Radio since episode one.
Yep.
Binary Revolution started and is still on rantradio.com, Rant Radio. So, yeah, it's been around for a while is the point. So podcasting is a great distribution method. And I love it for that, but be careful. People get confused about what podcasting is. To me, it's a distribution method, and that's great. I love that people can download us and put us on their iPods, which is, you don't need an iPod for podcasting, but you can put it on your iPods and your MP3 players, or just download the MP3s using podcasting software. That's great, but that's all it is to me, a distribution method. Now, gosh, you got a few minutes here. Why don't you talk about what you're doing? Your new show that you're talking about, you've gotten a whole lot more elaborate setup than I do.
Yeah, I have an actual a studio, and a lot of the reasons is because I record local bands and such, which is why I had the studio in the first place. But a lot of it is just old equipment put together has worked out pretty well. I mean, I have anything from amplifiers to mixers to CD and tape decks, you know, I have, and of course the computers as well.
Yeah, and you know what? There's plenty of real radio stations that are still using old equipment because it works.
Yeah, I've had, like, for example, my main mixer I've had since I was, what, 6 or 7. It was my dad's old mixer because he's used that thing for recording for years. So I've had really old equipment, and it still works to this day. I mean, there has been times, like, the main things that I've always had to replace were tape and CD decks because, you know, they have motors in them, and they die down eventually. But everything else, the only thing that's been really upgraded is just the computer parts. That's it.
Hmm. All right. And what about, like, microphones and stuff like that?
I have one main microphone that I spent $50 for at Radio Shack, which is a Pro... I think it's the dynamic one. I'm not really sure which one it is, but it's a good microphone. And you really don't have to spend that much for a microphone. Any microphone will do. It just depends on how good you want to sound. Like, if you want to sound really clear and, like, right there on the microphone, then you might want to spend quite a few bucks. Don't get some... Well, what kind of microphone do you have?
Me? I've got a piece of crap Labtec $799. But see, here's the funny thing. Honestly, I did go out and I bought a nice omnidirectional USB office professional surround global anal probe.
Okay, well, you don't want an omnidirectional, though, because you only want the microphone to face you.
Well, I figured that by doing it this way, I could sit back and be comfortable across the room. I could, like, walk, because I have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers right now running, and I thought it might be neat on the show if I rolled to the other side of the room and attempted some live... You know, we used to do it live installations of different Linux distros or software and stuff, and I thought it'd be nice if I crossed the room, I could keep going like that.
Yeah, those microphones aren't all that good for radio shows, though.
Yeah, as I found out, so $50 down the drain.
But yeah, I have just a really a simple $50 microphone for myself, and then I have like two $30 microphones for any kind of guest or whatever that will come in the studio, and a lot of it, too, is just from... you know, recording drum sets and other bands that have come in here. So, I mean, yeah, I have actual real mixer equipment. The show will be, it's also taped. as well. So you'll be able to watch a video of it whenever we have a guest, and you'll actually see what the studio looks like. I'll probably take a picture, too.
But didn't you just say you're getting ready to move?
Yeah, not till June. We're looking for a house to buy right now, but we're not going to be moving till the summer.
Okay. So you have to dismantle it and start over again then?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's going to be lots of fun.
Because there's a lot of wiring.
Ugh. Yeah,
a lot of ins and outs and lefts and rights, and it's a pain in the ass, but I like it, so.
All right, well, you know what else? What about, what is the equipment that you would need or someone would need for the background music? Because that is something that I like. As long as it's not too loud, I like a little bit of background music that I hear, like, on Geek Love Radio. Sometimes they're a little too loud, but I like having that ambiance music in the background.
Yeah, I talked to Sub-Zero about that because I was listening to Geek Love Radio, and I talked to him after the show. I was like, why do you have background music on your show? Because I want to know, like, what your reason was. And he just said it's usually, like, something to fill in the space of dead air. Mm-hmm. And also it's for if they can't really do any kind of fancy editing and make you say things you never said. But a lot of it is just to kill the dead air. And I've never really been a fan of that. I kind of felt that it's annoying, especially if there's, like, vocals in the background, you know?
See, I think it works really well as white noise if it's only if it's very soft, almost subliminal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to use it as a crutch for dead air. I agree with you on that. But I kind of like I think it's Bassnet that does a real good job of using that. It's very soft and quiet in the background.
Yeah, but I've noticed, like, a lot of the guys at Rant Radio, the whatever shows they're doing now, the actual Rant Radio people, not people that have a show on Rant Radio, but the people that work for Rant Radio.
Right.
Samarian and Sean Kennedy and all of them, they've always done that with the music in the background on their shows, and I just always felt that as annoying. It's louder, it's really loud, and
right.
It's just kind of distracting at sometimes,
right.
too.
It's a tough balance. Yeah, if it's too loud, yeah, there's been shows like that I had to turn off because they were just too annoying.
Yeah, but I guess one way they do it, like I know Geek Love Radio, they have a mixer where they already have their microphones in, and mm-hmm. I think they probably just have like a basic CD player, or they use the CD player, or sometimes maybe another computer to just play the music.
Right, or maybe feed music directly into it somehow.
Yeah, they might play like within WinApp or something when they're broadcasting live, playing the music on top of it.
Right. All right, well, Doug, what do you say we wrap this up there, buddy?
Yeah. Been a long show. How long has it been?
Let's see. By the time we're done, we'll have a full hour and a half by the time I mix music and everything. So we got a minute or so to close out here. So I guess since I just mentioned it, I'll go ahead and start shouts and give shout outs to this is funny. It's Slick Zero. It's the number zero, but I have heard him refer to himself as Slicko. So I don't know, Slick Zero, Slicko, whatever he prefers, and Silent Slate and all the guys from over at Bassnet Radio. And to Radman from Acid Arts Radio, also both of these shows on DDP Hack Radio. But you know what? These are two of the better shows out there. At least, personally, I think so. These are two groups, two shows that take it serious. I mean, like, we take the show. When I say seriously, I don't mean you can't laugh and have fun and stuff like that and cut up sometimes. We do that. But approach it seriously. As in, take some time, be prepared a little bit with some topics, what you want to talk about and say. Not necessarily have to write up show notes, but at least be prepared. You're not just picking up the microphone going, yeah, we got to do a show this week, so what's up with you, you know? That comes across when you care about your show. And I think those two shows stand out to me as a couple of the better shows. So please listen to The Arts Show and to Bassnet Radio. Both of those you can find links on radio.benrev.com. And shout-outs to my local FL2600 group and DEFCON 305, Hack City. And, Doug, what do you got?
Shout-out to Sub-Zero, of course. Everyone, be sure to check out. Normally, I wouldn't say this, but be sure to watch the screensavers next Monday because him and DJ Mullis will be on, and hopefully I'll get to hang out with them for that weekend, too, because they'll be in L.A.
They better pimp us on that show.
Yeah, I told him, you got to pimp Ben Rev, you got to pimp everything.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think that Kevin Rose will be the one interviewing him since he's not really the host anymore, but I think it would be kind of funny if he was.
They should wear a shirt with, like, Kevin Rose with, like, crosshairs across his head or something.
You should just wear a shirt that says Hack TV, because he always gets to wear a shirt that says The Broken.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'd be a good idea.
I don't know if he'll have the shirts ready by then, but anyway, yeah, I'll second that shout.
But shout to Not Through as well.
Oh, he's a noob.
another busy man, and shout to Decoder, of course, and Lucky 225.
Noob. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Lucky 225's a noob. Not Theory's a noob. Let's see. Email us, radio@benrev.com. Of course I love Decoder. Decoder's not a noob. But the rest of them are. radio@benrev.com. Come on, that's my dogs. I can joke like that. radio@benrev.com. Any feedback on anything you've heard on the show. Closing music tonight is from Ming and FS. It's called Rock Higher. I don't think I've used this before. So that's going to do it. You know what, though? I mean, Doug, you said earlier when we were talking about, we both said this, but you said, quote, "I love doing internet radio." You said that.
Yeah,
you know, and I do agree with you. I like doing internet radio. But frankly, I still need my break.
All right.
I'm putting you on the spot. Can you do the show for a couple weeks? I know
this
you'll.
This
show right here. I know you'll take it serious. I know you'll follow the format. I know you can handle it. I have confidence that you definitely can handle the job. Do me a favor and take the show off so I can take a break.
Sure, not a problem. I can fill in for you.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can fill in for you.
All right. Well, then we're gonna give that a shot next week. let's see if you hear from me next week or from Doug next week.
A shot.
A shot. Let's see what happens. And I guess that'll do it for episode 82 in the book. So I guess this will be my last time for a while saying that we will see everybody next week, same hack time.
Same hack channel.